Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Running the Twitch stream. You guys can watch us, twitch.tv/790theticket. It's all happening for us. Jay Figg, are you on the money train? Are you on the Jimmy Butler MVP candidacy train? We got to get this going. Toot, toot. I like it. You know what I'm doing here, Robbie? And this is really what it comes down to. We are announcing Jimmy Butler's candidacy for the MVP race. You know, we have enough donors now. We have enough signatures that the Heat party is officially entering Jimmy Butler into the MVP race. Just so you know, NBA, all right, this stale fake news season, which has been full of nothing but injuries and COVID protocols and sabotage, it is now time for a true MVP candidate to step forward, and his name is Jimmy Mother Bleepin' Butler.
Put him on the list, oddsmakers.
Put him on the list. Put him on the list, oddsmakers, so I can go take your money. Toot, toot. Let's get to headlines.
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
At the buzzer, Jimmy Butler nails it. Wow.
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar. And streaming on the radio.com app.
Which is brought to you by the Ryan Fields of Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. So, Jimmy Butler, after the game yesterday, Andre Iguodala, you know, he had that big dunk.
Big dunk.
And here's what Jimmy Butler had to say about it.
That's what he does. He's a winner. You know, he never questions what you ask him to do, which is incredible to me. And he just, you know, guards, shoots the open shots, knows where the ball has to go. He's so smart. So he's stepping up, making free throws. Obviously, it's funny because he was doing dunks like that in the warm-up lines. And I was like, you're never going to do that in a game.
That's funny. Andre, what are you doing? You're old. Don't waste dunks in the pregame. He was going to get that one back. And listen, when you get eaten by the rim like that, you know, Andre Iguodala, pride game. That's what he has. He's like, I'm not going out like that. I don't care if Josh Hart fouled me. I'm not going to allow myself to be unshacked in a fool.
That's funny. Coming from somebody who can't touch the rim.
You're lashing out. Has nothing to do with nothing. I'm not making fun of him. People are making fun of him.
Who the hell are people?
You know who people are. Same people who don't put Jimmy Butler on the MVP list. Dumb dumps. Is that me or does Robbie look like an angel right now?
Yeah.
Like an angel hovering over myself, watching myself sing.
What up?
I was waiting for that comment.
What else we got, Robbie?
Robbie, you either have the light of a football stadium or you're in an alley.
I can't control nature.
The sun's out?
Oh, yeah. Look, I mean, I can do it.
Yes, it is.
Wow, it's blinding. Woo. I just look at it. But speaking of Jimmy Butler, Goran Dragic, he loves watching Jimmy Butler close.
It's great. I mean, you know, you can see we trust him. We want him to have the ball in those moments. And he always, you know, he always come through. And, you know, it's really awesome to watch him, what he's able to do. You know, he can manipulate the game, get to the free throw line. He can make shots. He can involve everybody else. And he's a really unique player that, you know, it's awesome to play with him and, you know, happy to have him on this team.
Does anybody love, do you love anybody in your life, Leroy, the way that Goran Dragic loves Jimmy Butler? Because I don't know, like, I love my wife a lot, but I don't know if I love her like Goran loves Jimmy. Hey, buddy, I love you, man.
Love the way you gloss.
Does your wife have an accent?
No, second wife does.
Does your wife ever talk to you in an accent?
No.
Just to mess with you?
No.
Damn.
No, no. Like, no, you know why? She's not playing this stupid game of life. He probably goes in there and says, hey, you know what really get me going? Russian accent. You got that in your repertoire?
I'm surprised she doesn't go Jersey on you or Cuban accent.
More of the, she likes the Scottish accent.
Oh,
she likes that
Inglis.
That yeah, she likes me talking like Mike Inglis.
Oh my goodness. Really? I don't have to worry about those accents. My wife and her family talk
well,
like that.
Well, I have a second
anyway.
One to wish you a very happy Burns night today.
Yes. Oh, yes. You know. Oh, uh-huh. My gosh. Well, Robbie Burns.
Presentation of the haggis.
And why don't I get the night off for that, Robbie Burns? Come
sorry.
On, of all the days. They just don't appreciate the Scottish stuff. Thank you. That's very kind of you. Very kind. And
yeah.
The same to Ben. The same to Ben.
Thank you.
He's got some Scotsman in him. There's no doubt about it.
Definitely.
All right, back underway here. Ah, Robbie Burns, a great KD. Gets that ball up top. Works left side now, Harden. Back up to Kyrie on the wing. KD goes up, kicks it out in the corner. A long three, and it's a big miss there by Bruce Brown. And there's a foul called. That's as much as I'm going to give you, okay?
That's good.
Of the Scottish
stuff. That's some good stuff.
That guy's a legend. Love you, Mike.
Yeah.
What else you got, Robbie?
All right, I've been holding this back for quite a while now. I got an alert this morning when I woke up, and I haven't looked at this yet on purpose. And some Twitcher pointed out that I'm the angel of mocks. Well, Todd McShay dropped his latest mock draft. It's fresh.
Oh, boy. And listen, he gets willy-nilly.
Yeah, the OG of willy-nilly. And at number three,
what does Todd McShay got?
And with the third overall pick, the Carolina Panthers trade up to number three. And they give up the number 8 pick, Carolina second rounder, number 39 overall, and a future first round pick next year.
Ooh,
and they go up against Justin Fields with that third pick.
Really?
So now Justin Fields is not going to be the fifth quarterback taken.
It's all over the place, man.
It's all over
that's
the place.
That's why we have mock draft of the week.
All we know is who one is going to be, unless Chris Sims is ruining an organization.
Oh, he's the worst.
I think someone's going to make a move for Mac Jones. I think the hype train for Mac Jones is off the chart.
The hype train for Mac Jones is out of control.
But you know what? We've seen hype trains before. And then when reality kicks in and you realize that this guy is going to have to lead your – for example – was there any bigger hype than, I mean, the hype machine that was Tim Tebow?
But people were skeptical about him in the NFL.
But you want to know something? The difference is Tim Tebow had a cult following behind him that was already there. Mac Jones, it's like, this is like, you know, it reminds me of the Wall Street bets. It's like you take this crappy stock and now everybody's just kind of gaming the system. Like, you remember when they were talking Tom Brady earlier this week. And you made a good point when you're like, why would you even pre-draft comment Tom Brady? Like, Tom Brady has the worst pre-draft resume of all time. People will make fun of him in the draft. And now you're saying this guy's the next Tom Brady. It doesn't even make sense.
Right.
It doesn't even make sense.
Right. Like, it doesn't make sense for them to say that any quarterback, unless you want to draft him in the fifth or sixth round, is Tom Brady but more athletic. Because Tom Brady at this moment in time, nobody wanted him. So, yeah, it's a weird thing. Now, I will say this: the things that everybody said about Trevor Lawrence, about Justin Field, and about Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson, all the time.
They've been talking about these guys all year. Now, I have a problem with a couple of things. There's no way in hell I'm drafting you if you did not play last year and you play quarterback. I can't have a quarterback. I can't bring a quarterback in that's been sitting for a whole year.
So you're talking about Trey Lance?
Right.
Yeah, he played one game last year, a showcase game.
So think about this. He played with North Dakota State.
Yeah, right? To be fair, he did choose to sit out the season. North Dakota State just postponed their fall season to the spring, and they gave him one showcase game.
I get it. But here's the deal. You have a guy who's never played at the highest level of college football, missing a year. How's that going to play out in the NFL?
Yeah, the Atlanta Falcons
because
take Lance
not
four
only
overall.
Was not only were you playing against lesser talent, and I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just telling you how I would look at this. Not only was he playing against lesser talent, but he didn't even play for a year. So how are you going to compare him to Mac Jones or Justin Fields? How are you going to compare him to those guys? You can't. You can't legitimately say that he is on the same level with those two guys. That's why he shouldn't be considered to be drafted near those guys.
He was drafted four overall in this mock draft by the Atlanta Falcons.
Right. But you understand what I'm saying? That I can't understand how he gets mentioned with those other two guys based on what we've seen. Not what we know, what we have seen. There's nothing you could possibly know about him that you know about Mac Jones and Justin Fields. Nothing.
What else you got, Robbie?
In this mock draft, the Dolphins, they did drop back to 8. Ja'Marr Chase is off the board at 7 to Detroit, but the Dolphins still got DeVonta Smith at 8 in trading back to 8.
And a first-round pick.
And a first-round pick. And a second-round pick.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Plus, if the Carolina Panthers are going to have a rookie quarterback that next year.
Oh, could have the number one pick in the draft in 2022. Get your boy Howell.
You're talking about. Listen, hey, that's what Chris Greer does, baby. Hey, Chris Greer, great job, bro, in this Todd McShay mock draft. Great job, bro.
He smokescreened him in the
smoke
mock.
Master. when does Chris Greer get his own show in Vegas for all this deception that he puts up? This guy is a master of illusion. Smoke master.
He's gonna
How about this?
He's going to have a statue next to the Tigers.
What if I do this to you? I trade Deshaun Watson for, the picks from the Dolphins and then turn around and take that third pick and trade it to Carolina and get additional first-round picks and rebuild my franchise over the next 2 or 3 years.
So, you talk about the Texans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because guess what? If you're not close and you're not sold on any of the quarterbacks, why take one?
Yeah, the 49ers also traded up to get Mac Jones in the top 10 in this mock draft.
The who?
The 49ers.
Oh, my God. Enough.
What's going on with Garoppolo?
They want to get rid of him. They're rats off a ship with Garoppolo.
I thought they liked him, though.
He's always injured.
He's too handsome. He's out here dating adult movie stars. It's too willy-nilly.
2 years removed from a Super Bowl, and they already want to get rid of him.
They just come up with stupid
reasons. That's where we are now in sports, man.
By the way, did you see your boy Baker Mayfield seeing UFOs?
But hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Now,
what?
Hold on. The other night, it might have been maybe a week ago, or was it Saturday? I'm not sure. Did you see the double moon?
No.
I'm telling you.
The double moon. Are you sure you just didn't like...
It looks like it was a moon with like a little silhouette of a moon next to it.
An eclipse?
No, it kind of looked like that. I'm telling you, I forgot to Google it. I'm going to Google it. It exists. I'm telling you. I was like, hey, man, I called home. I said, either I'm a little saucy or I'm looking at a double moon.
Does Baker Mayfield live in Cleveland in the offseason? Because I feel like seeing UFOs is a very Ohio thing.
It's like you ever Big notice they UFO. Only see Bigfoot in Utah?
I'm sure that's going to be in the next commercial on Book Club. It's going to be a UFO sabotaging the Book Club.
You don't ever see Bigfoot on the in the Everglades.
No.
Baker Mayfield tweets out, almost 100% M and I, his wife Emily, M and I saw a UFO drop straight out of the sky on our way home from dinner. We stopped and looked at each other and asked if either of us saw it. Very bright ball of light going straight down out of the sky towards Lake Travis. Anybody else witness this? His wife, Mrs. Mayfield, also adds, Emily Mayfield, she goes, I won't lie. I'm typically not a person who buys into UFO talk, but all I know is I saw something tonight I've never seen, and I'm a little thrown off.
Hey, and you know what's going? You know what the headline's going to read? Baker Mayfield pulled over on suspicion of intoxication.
Yeah, do you get the drug man sent to you immediately from the NFL after that?
Yep. Yep.
Did you guys hear what Cowherd said?
In fact, they're going to send him over to his house. So when he gets home and opens up his garage, there's going to be a little lab in there.
What did Cowherd say?
This goes in the column of me getting sent stuff. This is not me on social media. I just get sent this, and this is
sure.
funny. So the Herd account tweets out, so Baker Mayfield saw a UFO. And then Colin Cowherd says, Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady have never seen aliens. I would prefer my guys not to talk about it. And then Tom Brady replies, how do you know I've never seen aliens, Colin?
Tom Brady's never seen aliens.
Well, I don't know.
He's right.
Oh, on that boat party when he was hammered, he might have seen some aliens.
See, people will take that Colin Cowherd thing seriously. That's funny. Like, if you have a guy you consistently go after in the media, and you can just find a dumb reason to go after him some more, you take that chance. Trust me, as a guy who knows.
He did retweet Tom Brady's comments. Oh yeah,
it's funny. Yeah, of course you do.
Speaking of Fox, if I could transition one more headline in,
yes,
Skip Bayless.
I want to get to this. Let's save this, Robbie. Let's save this for next segment. So Skip Bayless. Yeah, Skip Bayless apparently. There was almost a reunion, a big money reunion at ESPN. We'll get to that next.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Taking you up until 10 o'clock today. So there's an interesting story, Leroy, out of the New York Post yesterday that ESPN... they sharpened up their harpoons and they tried to bring back an old friend named Skip Bayless.
Really?
Yup. They were trying to bring back Skip Bayless, bring back the dynamic duo of Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless to First Take. And apparently what they were going to do, and by the way, this sounds like a disaster on their part. They wanted to bring them back and put them exclusively on ESPN Plus, which I gotta tell you, I don't understand this. Like, I don't know how many people are going to ESPN Plus for, because I have ESPN Plus. I haven't really gone to ESPN Plus to watch television shows. Like, for example, there's an ESPN Plus exclusive show like Ariel and the Bad Guy, right?
Stephen A's World.
Like it's basically like the First Take of MMA, you know? I don't tune into that show. You know, like I go to ESPN. You know what I watch ESPN Plus for? UFC. I go there to watch my fights because it's on ESPN Plus. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, they offered Skip Bayless, like a Drieger,
big
money to come back to the tune of 4 years, $30 million. Now, yep. Now, apparently. And be back with Stephen A. Smith. And apparently Stephen A. Smith was recruiting. He was trying to get him back.
The old Max thing's not working out?
I guess not. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, look, imagine being Max Kellerman, seeing this news come out. Now, Skip Bayless, he's not coming back, by the way. He ended up signing with Fox to the tune of 4 years, $32 million. Woo!
Eight a year.
Woo! He's not even the best guy in that show. I mean, Shannon Sharp's way funnier. Either way, but Max Kellerman, he's got to be looking at this. He's like TV Tua. He's got to be looking at him flirting with his replacement. Like, what the F, Stephen A? I'm just saying.
No, I can see Max Kellerman starting the first show today. Just like,
let me ask you a question,
Team Petty.
You think when Bob's giving up four goals a game and then Drieger goes in and gives up two, he knows.
Oh, really? You think he knows?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think that you don't think Max Kellerman finds himself to be a better debater than Skip Bayless? You know, younger, hipper, you know?
But here's the thing. if you're ESPN, you don't care about the arguing or the point making as much as you care about the outcry or the response from the people. There's like, when you watch Max Kellerman, you're just like, eh, all right, nothing.
It's just there.
You get fired up over Stephen A. You get fired up over, I tell you who I wouldn't mind being on that show.
Kendrick Perkins?
The Big Swagoo.
Oh, Spears.
Yeah, Marcus Spears.
Oh, all right.
I mean, just, you know, just the entertainment value. I don't know why ESPN thinks they need to have a black and a white dude up there.
Well, yeah. So you want, you'd like them to go, two black dudes.
Just, I didn't think of it that way. I just thought who would be entertaining to me on that show just happens to be black. Like the fact that we're looking at it as a black and white thing, you're always going to have what you're trying to do is here's what you're trying to do. They're trying to purposely set up just because of backgrounds and what have you, they're trying to set up the confrontation instead of just letting it happen. You see, when they're letting the entertainment happen, you're trying to put the conflict on the show to start off with. Because the thing about Stephen A. and Skip is that just their thought process is so different that in itself, even if they're saying the same damn thing, that in itself causes the rift. You see, how they deliver it. You know what? Stephen A. going out and saying something ridiculous sounds totally different than when Skip does it. Skip seems like he's trying too hard. Right? Like, LeBron a bum is what? Nothing, right?
I mean, I could do that. I do that Tua sucks take every day. I don't
know. Right.
He goes, the New York Post writes, Stephen A. Smith, who makes close to $8 million per year, was a driving force in the recruitment of ESPN's recruitment of Bayless. The long negotiations went on over several months, but did not conclude until late fall. In August, ESPN offered 69-year-old Bayless a four-year, $30 million deal. There is a disagreement among sources of ESPN's best offer. Some had it as high as $31 million, and others had it as low as $26.5 million. The desire, though, was unquestioned. The impetus for the move is not to put the First Take band back together, but rather to bolster the network's burgeoning new subscription platform, ESPN Plus. The duo would appear on various programs on ESPN with an effort to drive subscriptions to ESPN Plus. I think that's a mistake. I feel like if you put them together, you put them back on ESPN.
Right.
It's all moot anyway. I mean, he went back to Fox, but
you kind of had the perfect guy for social media on.
Oh, yeah. You had the guy in Dan.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, like, there is no other guy who was moving social media more than Dan.
Dan had a funny tweet yesterday. Let me get it up for you, because he tweeted about this, because he doesn't run all of his social media, but he does sign every now and then. And he wrote, here we go. He goes, we can't agree on much of anything, but in the poisoned and silly sports argument culture, these guys birth. But we can all agree that spending on Skip Bayless is better than spending on us, right?
Oh,
right.
That's what they want, though. Like, I saw, didn't they just give Greenberg? They gave Greenberg the
NFL draft.
He's hosting. It's all Greenberg all the time.
I'm gonna watch the Eisen broadcast.
Like, I'm baffled at some of the guys that they, you know, decided to go with, even though they have a whole bunch of guys on their roster.
They told Trey Wingo to kick rocks.
Yep.
I mean, that's crazy. Like, one of my favorite, like, I think the guy that just seems to last is Scott Van Pelt.
Oh, but he's got the best, he's got the best sports center. The Bad Beats.
Right. Oh, look, Robbie. You'll that's stay amazing. Up for that, right, Robbie?
Oh, man, I'm watching the following morning here in the room, but it's the best.
Vanessa says on Twitch, Stephen A. is dirty for this bleep. You stay loyal to your partner. It's like Tobin trying to recruit a replacement for Leroy. You know what the interesting thing about it, though, is it kind of worked out for Stephen A. Smith, because who knows? Because Stephen A. Smith is now, I think he's the highest paid guy at ESPN.
He wouldn't have been if Skip Bayless was there.
I don't know if he is with Skip Bayless there. So now it's kind of like the back door trying to get him back in. Now they both make a ton of money.
But here's the deal, though.
But it is rats off a ship on Kellerman. Like, that is for sure.
I think sometimes they go a little bit too far. Like, they're trying to have the same people do a bunch of different things. And that's how people get tired of it. Like, I don't want to see Stephen A. doing boxing.
Oh, they put him everywhere.
But that's my point, is that, like, seeing Stephen A. on the platforms I see him in, I'm cool with that. The Sports Center, the show in the morning, the First Take, I'm good with that. Like, basketball, whenever they do some basketball, I'm good with him. But when you pay him a lot of money so you can use him for more stuff, and that's not his forte, then you get tired of Stephen A. Like, I don't want to see him talking about boxing. Like, it's like, next thing you know, he's going to come out with a Christmas album. Right? You see what I'm saying? That's kind of how they're doing that. And they're doing it with a bunch of different people. Mike Greenberg is now the next
Santa Claus
guy.
Coming to town, Stephen A. Smith.
Hot takes roasting on an open fire. Yeah. Blasphemy nipping at your nose.
I was on vacation.
Just have it in the background. It's like,
you don't want to make Santa
Claus an enemy out of me.
Santa Claus, you don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Merry yeah. take miss to you.
But that's my point. Like, you don't want you know, it's like, I like Stephen A. I like all the platforms that he's on. I love what he does with basketball. He has a relationship with a lot of the guys. Love the First Take thing. I like the Sports Center thing, right? But I don't want to see him in other environments. Like it almost reminds me of the Bo Jackson commercial where they got him playing hockey,
doing
golfing.
Everything. Yeah,
like yeah. Okay.
I'm with you. Like, every time they do these new contracts, they're like trying to get them into something new, which I'm not against somebody.
But it's
trying
just
to
more. They're trying to get their money's worth.
But, like, you know, you guys are trying to get the Stephen A. Smith interview show off the ground again. Like, it failed twice. The people people know what they want Stephen A. Smith for. They want him for his takes.
Quite
that's
frankly,
what he's great
wow,
at.
What a throwback. Quite frankly.
Yeah, like that's, but like they're doing it again. They're like Stephen A's Sports Center special on ESPN Plus. Stephen A interviews Snoop. I'm like, why can't he just interview Snoop on First Take? We're having right. Snoop can debate, you know, LeBron or KD. Like, that's what I want to see.
Right. Like, but it's they're giving like a handful of guys the big money and they want to just use them up. Remember when he was like falling asleep? They were working him so much.
Yeah.
Right, like, well, come on.
Well, that was like when our company did that with Francesa. They're like, oh, we're gonna bring in the mics app. And it's like, nah, we're gonna eventually need him back on WFAN. It's like, you know, because that's his bread and butter.
Dog kiss.
But again, these companies are basically trying to justify paying these guys all this money. And so what they're saying is hey, if we give you this money, we're going to ask you to do a couple of more things. Now, Stephen A. doesn't do the boxing anymore, right? Or does he still do it?
He repels.
Oh,
it.
Man.
They have him on for a lot of UFC because they have such an investment in the UFC. Like, that's like basically where I see everybody. Like, I saw Amanda Nunes on there this week. I saw Israel Adesanya there this week.
Oh, you know, I watched a thing. I was flipping through the channels, and yeah. They had a thing. I forget what the name of the show was, where they do the fight, the lead up to the fight. It's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, countdown.
And they did Amanda Nunes and Cyborg when they were fighting. I mean, whew. Cyborg seems like a cool person. She is a rough watch.
It's been a while since we had a Teddy Atlas, Stephen A. heated debate. I miss those.
Well, they kicked Teddy Atlas off. Like, that's why Teddy Atlas went and got a podcast, because after he called out Jeff Horn, the promoters kicked him off TV. That's absolutely true. That's what happened.
Oh.
He called out Manny Pacquiao, Jeff Horn, and told Jeff Horn, you didn't win that fight. And they were tired of it. They're like, because every time Teddy Atlas goes and he's saying, boxing is corrupt. He's the only guy who has the guts to say it's either incompetence or corruption. And they're like, yeah, we can't have Teddy Atlas on TV. Now, in fairness, they have replaced it. I mean, Andre Ward and Tim Bradley and Joe Tess is the best thing on boxing broadcasting right now. It blows everything else out of the water. Although I don't know where Jim Lampley is. His lockdown has to be over right now.
Dude, he's old.
Okay, Jim.
Jim Lampley has been around.
I gotta tell you, Jim.
He's gotta be what, 65? No, really. Jim Lampley's gotta be old.
What about Mauro?
We close out with this on Twitch. David Allen goes, Stephen A. Smith hosted the CrossFit Games. Look at those squats. They're terrible. That is, of course, Teddy Atlas when he was on with us last year before. I think that was Fury versus Wilder 2 we had him on, and he was talking about Jersey Joe Walcott. Although we both ended up wrong, me and Teddy Atlas, because we both had Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury gave him the business. Oh. Looking forward to tomorrow night, though. Triple title fights. I'm mostly looking forward to the bantamweight title fight. And if you guys want to check some stuff out, go to theticketmiami.com. I did get a chance to speak with Aljamain Sterling this week before he goes and fights Piotr Jan. I asked him if he was worried about the Russian interference, Robbie, because of Putin, but he says no. I don't even know if Piotr Jan is like a pro Putin guy or not. He doesn't say anything. He's from Siberia. He's from Bobrovsky's neck of the woods, and he's scary. I mean, he is a scary fighter. He's been training at American Top Team for this fight. But I'm looking forward to that fight in particular. I don't necessarily love the triple title fight nights, though, because it could be a long night, because you got those five rounders. Could be 3-5 rounders, or it could just be, they could all be knockouts too, because it has a potential that they could all end in the first round. But a lot of the times those triple title fight nights, they go long.
Three, five round fights. Huh.
Yep. It's in for it. By the way, we got Robbie's Magnificent Seven coming up in about 35 minutes or so. Robbie will give you his best seven plays.
I may have something about that over the weekend. The card too, and there may be something in there.
By the way, speaking of some football stuff. So Robbie showed us earlier this week, Juju Smith-Schuster. He was out there and he was trying to play tug of war with a lion. Now, it's possible Juju is a Dolphins target. It's possible now that the Steelers have restructured Ben Roethlisberger's contract that he's going back to Pittsburgh. Who knows? But now his latest is he's doing the body shot challenge. Are you aware of the body shot challenge, Leroy?
I'm not.
Okay, so there's this boxer, Ryan Garcia. Robbie hates him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a bit full of himself. Bit full of himself.
That was a rough one. His own broadcast.
Yeah, they think he's the next Golden Boy. He has
The young kid that
young kid. Yeah, yeah, young kid. And he has this thing on social media called the Body Shot Challenge, which is basically he gets celebrities like Jake Paul to put on a bodysuit. He does it with his friends too, and he just goes to town on their body, just thwapping them right into the body while they're wearing the body protection suit. And Juju Smith-Schuster decides, I want in on the body shot challenge. And so he's just allowing himself to get hit by, now mind you, 135-pound champion. So he's, what's he walking around, 140? But even still, a pro boxer who can throw some heat, Leroy.
Man,
what? You can't just dismiss that. Leroy. Dude. Leroy. Dude. Leroy. Dude. Leroy.
Dude, I'm not saying that he could outbox him or outfight him or anything like that. But I'm telling you, with a bodysuit on, 140-pound dude.
Take a look.
Tobin, 140-pound dude.
He's a pro boxer. And the liver knows no
pounds. He can't hit you like somebody that's 240.
The liver knows no weight class, my friend.
Okay.
Kind of sounds like you want to take the body shot challenge.
Okay.
It's going to end up happening on IG Live. Just let the chug off.
Should we call out Ryan Garcia and say that former Pro Bowler,
you get spawned
former
to do
Pro
it.
Bowler Leroy Horde?
I don't know. He wincing.
Oh yeah, he's hurting. He's gonna get one that takes him down. He's gonna switch to the right side. Bang, bang, and that's it. Because he's hitting him right on the liver. Like he's looking for that shot that just puts you down, paralyzes you. Now, a couple of things. One, Leroy thinks it's ridiculous that he went down. The second is, Can we trust this as a free agent target, Robbie? Because he's hunting lions and he's taking body shots.
I think next week he's going to wrestle a bear, a la Jackie Moon. Oh, we can't sign him.
You know what? Here's what I'm looking at. This. Look at how skin.
What? Why? Who are you? I don't even know who that's towards. Is that towards Juju or is that towards Ryan Garcia?
Look how skinny that kid is. Like, he really is a
whippersnapper.
I would say this. Any spot that you repeatedly hit eventually will hurt. Right? So,
of course. That's the part. Now,
let me ask you this. Would you take the challenge or one punch from Mike Tyson?
In the face?
No.
With a body suit.
In the body.
On the body.
One punch. I mean, he's 50. He was over 50.
What?
Do I get the suit?
Hey, you get the suit. You get the body suit. That's the whole point.
Do I get the suit from Mike Tyson?
No.
No suit.
Oh, okay. That changes everything.
One punch.
If I get the suit with Ryan Garcia, I'm taking the Ryan Garcia.
I think I'd rather go suit Ryan Garcia.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know why? Because you see the anger in which Tyson punches.
I could die.
And that kid is 140.
Well, I've been next to Shannon Briggs warming up, and it's scary.
How about Shannon Briggs?
It's scary. No.
Right.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So think about this.
First of all, Shannon Briggs' fists are the size of
They
my
look
head.
Like cinder blocks.
They are huge.
You know who else is like that? George Foreman.
Yep.
Like dude's hands are.
And plus, just say to yourself, Mike Tyson. Challenge. You think he's going to take the word challenge loosely? You know, like, nah, I'm not down with that. No, he's too crazy.
Right. But that's my point. If 140 pound kid or anyone 140 pounds came up to you and said anything, you would laugh at them.
Who takes more shots in the body shot challenge, Robbie? Solano or Leroy?
Me.
Leroy.
I know what pain. Hey, here's why. You ready? I know what pain feels like. I'm used to pain. If he get hit hard enough one time, he gonna go in the corner and suck his thumb.
Can I ask you something? Is this body shot challenge for charity? Or is he just doing it for kicks?
Looks like he's just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I ain't never wanted to be hit for fun. I don't want Juju though. First of all.
Too reckless.
No, it's not even that. I appreciate his toughness, even though he went in. I appreciate his toughness. But I'm going to tell you like this. If I'm wondering whether to sign you, you know what the deal break is?
Mm.
You come in here looking like a Pez thing with that green hair.
My son has crazy hair day at school. He has he spray painted his hair blue. Looks like Sonic.
He got spiked up and blue?
Yeah. He looks like Sonic.
You should tell him, why don't he go purple?
Because he wanted blue. You know why.
Look at that, dude. Look. His arms and his legs are the same size. He built like a spider.
I know. But he's got that whipping motion. Like he.
Dude, anybody could have that if they practice. Like nobody could do. No.
Come on. The guy's got some fast hands, man.
If you spend time in the gym, I give you a couple of weeks to learn how to punch. And then here's the problem. If me and you did this challenge to each other, somebody getting hit a low blow.
Right in the nuts.
It's just like I could see it now. Wait. No, and I'd question you because you would go, boom, I lose.
How many tickets could we sell to the body shot challenge, Tobin v. Leroy? Because you know it's going to end with the crowd chanting on us and one of us taking a nut shot.
And then you go, bink, I lose. Like, no.
Could you imagine us trying to take that to Galen, the body shot challenge, when he wouldn't even let us hit fruit? Hey, Galen.
I mean, dude. I mean, one of us was getting slashed if we had that sword out there.
I don't think so. I think we would have been in.
You ended up wrecking a car.
Away.
Right.
Yeah. It actually came really close to hitting somebody.
Yes.
Don't tell that to Galen.
Oh.
But that's his fault. Because he told us not to.
We didn't have any grip.
Yeah, we didn't have any grip, bro. Man, what's the body shot challenge? Well, Glenn, you go there, you step up on the stage, and you hit each other in the stomach until one of you keels over.
Corporate won't allow it. I'm sorry. I'd like to do it. I know you guys are wacky. You know I love the sauce.
He always says that.
You know I get the...
We're back after this.